Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Super Shell Gasoline invite you to Shell Chateau, where your host is the world's outstanding entertainer, Al Jolson, with an all-star bill of famous guest stars. We switch you now to Shell Chateau, where you'll be greeted by Al Jolson.
Thank you, folks. Here it is Saturday night again, and we're all back in Shell Chateau. Good old Shell Chateau once more. And it's a pleasure to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, because tonight we really have a great show for you. Listen, and I'll tell you who we have. For song, we have the lovely, the charming, the talented star of the year's most successful picture, Ginger Top Hat Rogers. I don't have to tell you what a terrific hit Rogers, Miss Rogers, made in that picture. And immediately after the preview, they gave a big party in her honor. And believe me, folks, when I tell you, everybody that was anybody in the picture business was there. And Victor Young and I were invited. I don't know why. And the minute we entered the house, I noticed there were burning incense. Well, believe it or not, as Mr. Ripley would say, the one thing I can't stand is the smell of burning incense. So I called the butler over and I said, "Listen, I said, the odor in this room is very offensive to me. Do you mind getting rid of that punk?" And what do you think the butler did? Threw Victor Young right out of the window. For comedy, we have Harris Savoy, one of Vaudeville's most successful young performers. But that's not all the comedy we have tonight. We have with us, as an extra special added attraction, the famous screen star you've laughed at thousands of times, the one and only Edward Everett Horton. Well, when Eddie arrived in Shell Chateau this afternoon, I was so glad to see him. I walked up and I said, "How do you feel, Eddie?" He said, "I'm all right, Al. How do you feel?" And I told him the truth. I hadn't been feeling so well, so I told him, I said, "You see, Eddie, I'm a little worried. Lately, I've been troubled with insomnia. I can't sleep." He said, "Al, let us think. I just have the cure for it." I said, "What is it, Eddie? Tell me quick." And he said, "When you go to bed at night, all you do is take a long, tall glass of whiskey every hour." I said, "Eddie, do you mean to tell me that it's your insomnia?" He said, "No, but it'll make staying awake a pleasure." And for music, of course, we couldn't have anybody else. We have Shell Chateau's own famous maestro, Victor Zeebock Young. Cheers, Zeebock. Well, folks, right now I'm going to ask Victor to play a song for me. It's a number I introduced in Shell Chateau 3 weeks ago from the new Warner Brothers picture starring Ruby Keeler and Dick Powell, Sidney Forever. The title is "I'd Like to Take Orders from You," and it's number one in Pensacola, New Zealand. Sell out, Victor. When someone tells you to march or to halt, my soul rebels. I'm that way to a fault. No rules or regulations would I obey. Then I met you, and I knew right away. If you're the captain, I'll be the crew. Oh, I just love to take orders from you. You blow the bugle, and I'll jump through. Oh, I love to take orders from you. I know that rules were made for fools. That's one thing I have learned. but I'm going in thought to Dublin, wherever you're concerned. You say kiss me, that's what I'll do. Oh, I just love to take orders from you. If you're the captain, I'll see the crew. Cause I just love you, take orders from you. You blow the bugle, and I'll jump through. Oh, how I'd love to take orders from you. I know that rules were made for fools. That's one thing I had learned. But I'm going in for discipline, wherever you're concerned. If you say kiss me, that's what I'll do. Cause I just love to take orders from you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to tell you that tonight is a very special occasion for Victor Young. Hollywood has been an inspiration to him. And the other day he wrote a brand new song. It is called Fascination. And I believe it's a great tune. And tonight he's going to play it for the first time anywhere. This song is number one, too, in Victor's home. All right, Victor, play it. Thank you.
Stop. Caution. Go.
You press down your accelerator, you let out your clutch, and your 2,800 pounds of automobile gets underway. You shift into second, and you pick up speed. Then a shift into high, and you breeze along until you hit another traffic stop, or until you get to where you're going. Now, just three getaways like that can waste as much as a cup full of gasoline. If you're not using a gas, the student should stop and go driving. You often shift your gears 60 times a day in driving around town, and four out of every 5 miles you drive are on short trips right near home. So, no wonder you have to fill your gas tank so often. But now you can cut down this waste. Switch to Super Shell. It's the first gasoline really adapted to stop and go driving. Super Shell gives you the three kinds of power you need in perfect balance. It's efficient for starting and accelerating, as well as for long, steady driving. The gas you save on your starts and getaways gives you more for covering ground. So naturally, a tank full of Super Shell lasts longer. But see for yourself. Begin using Super Shell tomorrow.
We're back in Chelsea Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, and you know those two kids that work here, Jack Stanton and Peggy Gardner? Well, last night, they went down to the radio station to see Jack's mother off on a little trip. When they came out of the station, Peggy said to Jack, "Honey, isn't it marvelous that land is so cheap out here? We'll be able to have a house anywhere we want when we get married." Jack looked at Peggy and he said, "Are you crazy, honey? What makes you think that real estate is so cheap?" Peggy pointed at a taxi cab standing by the station that said, "See that sign on the cab? Any part of the city for 50 cents." Well, that kills me. Well, maybe you don't believe it, but Jack loved her anyway, dumb or smart. And now the kids are going to sing "You Are Free," Jack Stanton and Peggy Gardner.
Thank you. All right. The telephone number is 2000. I forgot where I was at. Our first guest in South Dakota tonight is a man you've seen many times in pictures. Edward Everett Horton. Maybe you remember his marvelous performance on stage a few years ago. Sure to your form in a great divorce.
And we'll get you somewhere in.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you'd like that.
I would very much. But of course, if you're sending out, I'd much rather have a small orange juice. You know, they didn't serve anything at lunch.
Now, look here, you. You left to the office and went back to the doctor.
Oh, now you're getting warm.
Yeah, and then you doubled back to the office again.
Warmer still.
Then you let yourself in, open the safe, and put those bonds.
Oh, now you're all cold again.
Oh, take them back. All you can get out of an empty stall is a rattle.
Come on. You can sit down a while, and then we'll start all over.
Well, I don't mind continuing. I'm not a bit tired.
Well, we are.
Oh, I can play this game for hours and hours and hours.
Get him out of here. Take him back to
Thank you. Door. Thank you, officers. It's been very interesting, but you don't even know the rudiments of the game.
Come a bit. Never interrupt an aria right in the middle of it like that.
You've got me all off the... What do you want anyway, Warden?
Well, there's a lady to see you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a nifty looking doll.
She's a nifty? Oh, that's Peggy. Why didn't you say so? We'll call her right up.
Show her up. Say, where do you take you on? The Biltmore?
Never for a moment did I have that impression. With ventilation like this, they'd move right out.
Oh, ain't we lucky we got contractors. Come on to the visiting room.
Thank you very much. And Warden, I hate to be a bother, really. But you see that cot? Do you think it could be moved over to the other wall?
Yeah.
I'd like to have the light over my left shoulder.
Yeah, most likely on a standing lamp.
Oh, will you? Oh, that's
sure.
An adjustable one, you know?
Yeah.
With three bulbs.
Sure.
Oh, look at that bed. Couldn't I have a new mattress? You know, it's subject to lumps.
Yeah, why don't you make a complaint list for the commissioner? He loves to read.
Oh, can he read? Well,
sure.
I can.
Yes.
Well, send up some stationery, will you? Oh, Peggy, darling. Well. Oh, my, how nice of you to call.
Sit down.
Yeah?
And keep your hands back at the counter.
I see.
You got 10 minutes.
10 minutes is something like school, isn't it?
Homer, are you all right?
Well, I'm not so bad, Peggy. Outside of a little toxic something is yes, I'm quite comfortable, yes.
Why did you do it? What reason was there?
Peggy, in that top of me?
Yes.
Peggy, you remember my telling you about my Uncle Eustace?
Yes.
Well, he was public enemy number one out there in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Ah, baloney.
But you lost your mind.
Peggy, I saw the whole thing in a flash.
So what?
Well, when I came back from the doctor Saturday, I saw you there in the office. I saw you down in front of the safe. I saw the bags out on the floor. I knew all about the money you needed for your brother's operation. I knew why you did it.
Homer, you confessed to something you didn't do because you thought you were saving me?
Oh, my dear girl, you heard what Mr. Davis said. For 20 years in prison, what a practice in your lifetime. You couldn't stand it.
But I didn't take them, Homer.
What do you mean? You didn't take them?
Of course not.
Oh, well, then, my dear girl. Oh, well, that makes everything all right.
Oh. Poor foolish silly darling, can't you see what a mess you're in?
Why, no, with neither of us sitting, how can there be any mess?
You've confessed.
Yes?
If Mr. Davis doesn't get his bonds back, you'll go to prison for 20 years.
Oh, my dear girl, that's where the joke's on him. I couldn't stay in any prison more than 3 months.
What?
Why not, Peggy? I have only 3 months to live.
Oh, now, what are you talking about?
Saturday, I took your advice. I went to see the big specialist. He told me I had a toxic thing about a leaking ventricle. As a matter of fact, Peggy, I feel leaking right now.
Nonsense. You're going to live to a ripe old age.
Oh, my dear girl, never say a thing like that. You don't suppose I would have insulted Mr. Davis in his office this morning if I thought I was going to live?
What did you say was the matter with your heart?
It's a leaky ventricle, and all that very, very serious thing.
A leaky ventricle?
Yes.
And what was the name of the doctor?
Oh, he was a marvelous doctor. You should have seen that office, all chromium, and he thumped me on the back, and his name is Emmanuel Sue
Singer. Singer, that's
Singer. Just don't tell me.
Homer, that Dr. Singer is a fake. He was arrested today on complaint of the Medical Association. He tells everybody they have leaky ventricles.
Everybody? Well, everybody has. I've got the only... What do you mean? What are you talking about?
That's
you mean
true.
It?
Of course.
You're sure?
Positive.
Oh, my dear girl. Oh, that's terrible. Why, that puts a different complexion on the whole thing. You mean to say there's absolutely nothing the matter with me at all?
Nothing.
Oh, hands up, you two.
I've got a lot more to say now. Just
hands up.
Dear, well, Homer, I'll get bail for you somehow.
You
Everything
will
be all right.
You think so,
really?
Yes.
Oh, Peggy, I hate to be such a bother.
Bother? Homer, you're just well.
Hey,
you two, cut that out.
Officer, did you see what she did?
Sure.
She kissed me.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Now,
that means...
Go goodbye, nothing. I'll see well, you know what I mean.
The last two Saturdays in Celtico, I've been singing medleys of old songs to you folks. And I guess some of you must have liked them, because a number of you have been kind enough to write and tell me so. Well, tonight, I have three more. Two of them are old, but one is comparatively new. Well, I put them together, and I'll sing to you tonight. If you please, Victor.
The world is waiting for the sunrise. Every road is heavy with you. The thrush on high sleeping mate is a calling, and my heart is a calling you. I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Till I feel the thrill of your charm. Lift that one for mine. And arise that time. They will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams. They ask me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize no gets in your eyes. So I passed them, then I daily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today, my love has flown away, and I am without my love. Laughing friends arise, things I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your heart.
Money in the course of a year. They judge the gasoline by the mileage it gives them on long trips. Now, it's not much of a trick to make a gasoline that's good for steady driving. A lot of gasolines give fine mileage on long trips, and Super Shell is one of them. Tests show that Super Shell is one of the best gasolines you can get for long, steady driving. But besides this, Super Shell has other qualities which are just as important. Super Shell also gives you power for quick starting and power for hard pulling, for a fast getaway or shooting up hills. It gives you all three of the kinds of power you need. It's the first truly balanced gasoline. This all-around efficiency of Super Shell can mean a real money saving to you. Because, you see, four out of every 5 miles you drive are stop and go, short trips around home. You're starting, shifting, accelerating almost all the time. With ordinary gasoline, you can use up as much as a cupful just starting and warming up the motor a single time. And you can wait up to another cupful on 10 minutes of rapid accelerating. There's an easy way to prove that Super Shell will save you money on your everyday driving. Try just a tankful of it. Then notice how much longer that tankful lasts you.